1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, America, and greetings. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. I am your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural, nutritional, and natural roads to vitality and your well-being, and natural roads to addressing health challenges, but you don't know where to start, you have come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from hypertension, skin diseases, obesity, diabetes, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, among other issues. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medical treatment can only be called miraculous. But what in the world of the body and biology is standard operating procedure? Because, friends, the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself. And while it may seem miraculous, this renewing system is really nothing more than the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition, if you want to get off your prescription drugs, we encourage your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, get to my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products. I'm joined today, as I am every day on The Bright Side, by my good friend and colleague, Doug Winfrey. Greetings, Douglas.
Good to be with you, as always.
Nice to hear your voice. Hope you had a great weekend.
I had a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, did you go out hunting?
No, I did not. But I did something. I did something that you would be proud of me. I had some sushi.
Now, why would I be proud of you for having sushi?
Because you know that's not the type of thing I normally do.
Well, that's good, but I hope you got rid of the rice and all that nasty carbohydrate.
No, I didn't. I hardly ate any of the rice at all.
Good deal. Yeah, sushi's raw fish, and raw fish can definitely be have good protein value, but the carbohydrates in there, the rice in there, that's what everybody likes. You know, people think that they like steak and sushi, and it seems like we're enjoying the protein when we eat those foods, but it really is the sugar and it's really the fat that people are really craving. And that's why you want to start off all your meals with a good jolt of essential fatty acids, because that fat is so important and so misunderstood. That's why we talk about essential fatty acids and fat so much on this program. I want to start off The Bright Side today talking about an article that came out on Medical Express. Researchers at McMaster University in Canada announced that they have conclusive evidence that gut problems can cause brain problems. Now, where have you heard that before, folks? You see, gut problems can affect head problems the way they affect thyroid problems or hypertension problems or heart problems or any other health condition. It is next to impossible to have any chronic health condition without having an associated digestive problem. That's why the first thing we want to focus on whenever we have health challenges is correcting digestive symptomology. You want to let your symptoms be your guide. You want to regard your symptoms as if they were your physician. Your symptoms can tell you more about your body than any doctor. Even if there were doctors who could function as medical detectives, as in reading the clues, a doctor simply cannot be as sharp an observer as we ourselves, the ones who are having the symptoms. In the case of the digestive system, we need to really, really, really pay close attention to symptomology. I talk to people all the time who have health challenges, and when they tell me they don't have digestive issues, but they have diabetes, or they have heart disease, or they have thyroid problems or arthritis, that's just not how it works, folks. Given the way we eat, in combination with our woeful lack of nutrition, it is far more likely that unless you've understood the digestive process intimately, that we're just not noticing our symptoms, probably because we've had them all our lives. The brain has some interesting quirks. It's basically designed to avoid expending energy, and it's constantly filtering and eliminating information that it does not need. It's an energy conservation trick that the brain has evolved, and while it may make sense in an energy-saving kind of way, it isn't necessarily in our best interests. So it's normal to forget or not notice digestive symptoms, especially if you had them all your life, especially if your friends and your family have them. But these symptoms that are going under the radar are important clues. They are the dots in our painting. They're the pixels of our picture. And you got to collect the dots before you can connect the dots. That's the key to addressing health challenges right there, folks. You want to put together a picture that is composed of as many symptoms as possible. Now, when it comes to the digestive system, in order to understand what symptoms mean, we got to understand how the darn thing works. How many of us know what our pancreas does or how it's connected to the liver? So here's the scoop on the digestive system, all right? The 411 on the digestive system. Food goes in your mouth and the digestive process begins. That's what chewing and saliva are. Chewing and saliva are the digestive process beginning. We're always talking about soups and juices and smoothies on the Bright Side because anything you can do to pre-digest your food relieves the digestive system of work. And the less work that the digestive system does, the better off we are. And when you deliver high concentrations of nutrients into the body with liquid nutrition, that represents the ideal situation. The theme here is basically pre-digestion. And you can think of the digestive action of chewing and saliva as a type of pre-digestion, making nutrients more accessible and relieving the metabolic load on the stomach and the intestines and the liver and the pancreas and the gallbladder and the lymphatic system. Basically, the whole body benefits from this decreased workload. So chew your food. In fact, there's actually a part of the body that's even before the chewing process, and that's your brain. When you think about food, you're eating, when you think about what you're eating, I should say, when you think about the food you're eating, the action of thinking is enough to stimulate saliva and digestive juices. Just thinking about a lemon will make you salivate. Just paying attention to your food will improve your body's ability to access nutrients. Then you chew and swallow and the stomach's ready. Now, the stomach needs to be acidified. Your stomach is pumping out anywhere from half a quart to a quart of digestive juices every day, and some of that digestive juices is acidity, is stomach acid. Stomach acid is important for enzymes and breaks down protein. It's important for absorbing B vitamins and minerals, especially minerals. There's some very interesting chemistry that goes on in the stomach between acid and minerals, and if you have low stomach acid problems, which is not something you hear a lot about, you hear a lot about too much acid, but you rarely hear about low stomach acid problem, but it's a real phenomenon. Low stomach acid means you're not going to be absorbing your minerals. It means bacterial problems because stomach acid kills bacteria. And stomach acid is important for activating enzymes. And, very significantly, stomach acid is important for breaking down protein. In fact, problems processing protein is really what is behind a lot of diseases, and it can start off with low stomach acid. That's why digestive enzyme products will typically have something in it called betaine HCl or betaine hydrochloride. That's the stuff that contributes to stomach acidity. Betaine HCl, it can improve digestibility of protein, it can improve absorption of minerals, it can activate enzymes. If you've tried to take whey protein, for example, and you found yourself with a little bloating or cramping, try taking it with some ultimate enzymes. The betaine HCl and the enzymes work together to make whey protein more digestible. There's a lot of folks who found that they couldn't take whey protein without enzymes, but then they start to take enzymes and they have no problems. Anyway, the food leaves the stomach, and that's where the real action begins. In fact, this is really where the big crescendo of the digestive process occurs, in the small intestine. Interestingly, the small intestine is smack dab in the middle of your body. And the small intestine is where all of the action occurs. As food passes out of the stomach into the small intestine, liquids from the gallbladder and the pancreas and even the liver are dumped into the small intestine. Now, this all requires intelligence. And it turns out that your digestive system has its own brain. It's called the second brain. There are many neurotransmitters, brain chemicals, that are literally found in the digestive system. And this is how this whole process is coordinated. There's a lot of stuff that goes on here, folks. And we're going to continue talking about the digestive system over the coming days. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side, your nutritional supplement program. If you have questions about health or nutrition, or you want to get on the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, give us a shout at 866-582-9933. We'll be back on The Bright Side with more good health information.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 23rd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 15:10:30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.48.67, $7.74.33 for a half ounce, or $3.87.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $15.48.67, $7.74.33, and $3.87.17.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. Thanks for being here, folks. Monday through Fridays, we are here as your nutritional pharmacists. Nutritional pharmacists helping you understand the crazy world of nutritional supplementation. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, check out my website, brightsideben.com. And, of course, you can give us a shout today if you've got questions about health or nutrition at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. 9933. Got an interesting story from Douglas today about little people, lots of pills, huh? Kids are doing all this medicine these days. You know, Doug, I don't know if I think I told you, the reason I got out of doing pharmacy, dispensing drugs, I still do pharmacy, but dispensing regular drugs, is because I got sick of feeding children medicine. That was the main reason why I got out of the business. I remember there was a kid who was a bedwetter, and his mom had him on one of the nastiest, and the doctor too, one of the nastiest antidepressants there were, because he was bedwetting. And that was the last straw for me when I was actually giving this kid Elavil, amitriptyline, which is an old-time antidepressant, to help him with his bedwetting. That's when I said, enough is enough. Why don't we read this story, Douglas? Little people, lots of pills.
Yeah, they outlined a specific case here. A kid that's 11 years old named Gavin Gorski. And they say he's 11 years old, opens his hand up as his father dispenses the pills, an orange one, a green one, an oval white one, an oblong ones, 9 drugs total into this kid, a fifth grader. He takes 119 pills a week. He's
unreal.
Taking clozapine for hallucinations of the voices he hears.
Right, that's a nasty one.
He's taking lithium, which is not a drug. That's actually a mineral, and that helps him with his mood. Otherwise, I guess he can't sleep and has impulse control. In this, later in this article, they say between 99 and 01, 1,000 kids ages 2 through 5 used antipsychotic drugs. The rate rose to 1.59% by 2007, according to a study from the Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry.
Basically doubled.
Yeah, according to a Columbia University study, they said the rates of antidepressants used increased among people ages 6 and older, 5.84% in 1996 to 10.12% in 2005.
This is craziness. This is absolute craziness.
You know, it's something you and I were talking about off the air, is that some drugs have what's called a paradoxical effect. Ritalin is a good example. Kids that are hyperactive, they give them Ritalin, which is actually speed if you give it to an adult, and
right.
It has an opposite reaction. Well, they haven't done enough studies in kids to show that there isn't going to be a paradoxical effect in these other drugs. We've even had the FDA has now approved statin drugs for use in kids as young as 2 years old. Their brains aren't even developed
right.
all the way
and that,
yet.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head. That's the problem. Because they're not developed, they run greater risks for permanent damage when they take these medicines, when they take these drugs, especially some of these anti-immunity drugs like prednisone that they give children. So here's the bottom line, folks. If your doctor wants to put your kid on a medicine, on a drug, you got to do the same thing that you do for yourself. You got to look for nutritional alternatives. It's even more important with children than it is for yourself. You got to look for nutritional alternatives, and there's almost always at least some nutritional strategy that you can try. When it comes to ADHD or attention deficit disorder, think B vitamins. Think especially vitamins B1 and B3, which are your sugar metabolizing vitamins. One of the things that happens when the body has to process sugar under conditions of nutritional deficiencies, aggressive behavior, emotional problems, intellectual problems ensue. That's because the B vitamins are important for brain health as well as for sugar metabolism. Under conditions of deficiency, B vitamin deficiency, if your kids are eating a lot of sugar, you are almost guaranteed to have some kind of brain problem or emotional problem. Get your kid on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is a great dose of B-complex vitamins. And if your kid is going to be eating a lot of sugar for breakfast, you may want to reconsider his breakfast. Once again, start off all meals with protein and essential fatty acids. It's even more important with kids. Second story I want to talk about, Douglas, this is on an article that came out in Gastroenterology, new study that's going to be published in the July issue, looked at treatment with proton pump inhibitors. Those are the anti-acid drugs they give you, like Nexium for acid reflux. Apparently, guess what? Check this out, Doug. Researchers found that the treatment actually produced heartburn, acid reflux, and indigestion in healthy volunteers who took the medication for 8 weeks. This is the famous acid rebound effect that we talk about all the time on this program when it comes to heartburn. Proton pump inhibitors, these little blue pills for heartburn, can actually make matters worse. Ironically, when you have heartburn, A lot of times it's because you are actually not producing enough stomach acid. Why is this? How does this work? Well, it turns out that heartburn, also known as GERD, GERD, is really not an acid problem. It's really a problem of the sphincter that connects the esophagus to the stomach, that connects the piping where the food goes down to the stomach. When that sphincter becomes loose, that's when you get heartburn. The trick to correcting heartburn is to make sure that that sphincter is not loose. Well, it turns out that stress hormone, cortisol, and hyperadrenal activity, that is the adrenal glands producing too much action, moving too much, pumping out too much stress juices, is one of the main reasons why that sphincter becomes loose. That's why you want to make sure that you're relaxing when you eat. That's why you probably don't want to have a cup of coffee after your meals. Coffee and caffeine can also loosen that sphincter because caffeine acts to stimulate the adrenal glands. Once again, you can see, folks, you don't need to turn to prescription drugs. There's always a nutritional strategy that you want to try first. It does require some medical detective work, and you have to collect the dots before you can connect the dots. As a pharmacist, I've been practicing dispensing drugs for a long time, and I've been studying dispensing drugs for a long time, and I'm telling you, you want to stay as far away from prescription drugs as possible. Now, I'm not necessarily a fanatic about this. There are times when you do need a prescription drug. Most of the time, they're antibiotics. Occasionally, they're pain pills. But as soon as you can get off your prescription drugs, you absolutely want to do that. The side effect profile on these things is absolutely horrendous. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd rather communicate with me by email, if you don't want to talk on the telephone, send me an email to ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com. I try to get back to you pretty quickly with my emails. They do pile up a little bit, and if you could put your phone number on your emails, it's a little bit easier for me to talk to you on the telephone than it is to write back. I'm much better at talking than I am at writing. I want to cover a couple of these emails later on in the program. Actually, you know what? I want to take one right now on weight loss. Weight loss is obviously an issue that everybody is concerned about, and it isn't that difficult to lose weight. Now, if you have a problem losing weight, you're one of those folks that can't lose the weight, there's a couple things that you want to do. First of all, clearly, it's critical that you lower your intake, reduce your intake of refined carbohydrates. In fact, that's the fastest way to lose weight. There is an intimate connection between blood sugar levels and insulin levels and weight loss. And that needs to be exploited. That connection needs to be exploited if you're going to lose weight. And that means you've got to drop your insulin levels and drop your blood sugar levels. It's a simple matter to do it, folks. Number one, you have to reduce your intake of refined carbohydrates. And number two, you've got to take nutritional supplements that strengthen your insulin. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. We're here every day on the Genesis Communication Network, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. We're talking... getting into a couple of letters here. I've been meaning to do this for a while, Doug, and I always forget. David writes that he wants to lose some weight. He's trying to get down from 182 to 170 pounds, 12 pounds. Excuse me. The simplest way to lose weight, as I was saying before break, is reduce your carbohydrate load, refined carbohydrate load. That is not vegetable carbohydrates. You need a lot of veggies, but refined carbohydrate load, bread, pasta, all those kinds of foods, the things that spike your insulin. Look into the glycemic index. I have an article on the glycemic index on the website, brightsideben.com this week. The glycemic index is a listing of how fast foods burn in the body. Remember, sugar is burning. It's very explosive stuff. High glycemic index foods burn really fast, and they create a lot of chemical changes, especially insulin in the body. And so when you eat these high glycemic index foods, insulin goes up, and that's where weight gain is really started. That's where the weight problems really begin, is with too much insulin from too much sugar, too much refined carbohydrate. So reducing your refined carbohydrate load,
And then taking in supplements that help potentize or strengthen your insulin is also an important strategy. We've been talking in the past about chromium and vanadium. These are two minerals that are involved in potentizing, strengthening insulin, magnesium and zinc as well. Earlier in the program, we talked about the B complex, which is very important for sugar metabolism, thiamine, vitamin B1, and niacin as well. And then there's a B vitamin called biotin, B-I-O-T-I-N, which is also involved in helping the body process sugar. Best bet, get yourself on a good B complex supplement like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. All right, got another letter. This one's from England, actually, Douglas. We're international here.
Wow, we've got across the pond.
You like that, huh? Okay, let's see. A question you may be able to assist me with regarding my father who is suffering from kidney problems. Would he be able to take Beyond Tangy Tangerine and EFA? Yes. You can take Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and you can take essential fatty acids if you have kidney problems. In fact, you probably should be taking extra nutrients if you have kidney problems. One of the most important things, by the way, when you have kidney problems, one of the most important nutritional aspects that you want to consider if you have kidney problems is vitamin D. Now, vitamin D is involved in calcium metabolism, helping the body utilize calcium, and it's well known that people who have kidney problems form stones. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that it has to do with vitamin D, but it could, because the kidney is where vitamin D is activated, the kidney and the liver. So if you have kidney problems, you run a very high risk of having vitamin D problems as well. Make sure you're getting enough vitamin D. Make sure you're getting out in the sun. And make sure you're taking nutrients, too, because the kidney needs nutrients and the bladder needs nutrients and the plumbing needs nutrients as well. Sometimes people, when they're on dialysis, or not necessarily dialysis, but when they have renal problems or kidney problems, sometimes physicians will tell them not to eat a lot of protein. And I'm not sure I necessarily agree with that. Your body needs protein, especially when you are suffering from a health challenge. And being underproteinated is much more common than it needs to be. Many of us feel like steak is protein, good protein, and hamburgers are good protein. And I'm not so sure that it is because, of course, we cook our steak and we cook our hamburgers. We typically cook our protein-containing foods, which is one of the main reasons why you want to include a good powdered protein supplement into your nutritional regimen. We talked about whey protein at length on this program, and I'll say it again, there is no protein better for you than whey protein. In fact, there's probably no food better for you than whey protein. Many times people want to know if vegetable proteins are as good, or some people say vegetable proteins are better, and I'll tell you why they're not better than whey protein. And by the way, some people do have a problem utilizing or breaking down whey protein, and you can have allergic reactions to whey protein if that's the case, and of course, it's unfortunate. You just can't use the whey protein. But whey protein contains immune factors and digestive factors that you will not find in other proteins. That's why if you can handle whey protein, you want to make that your number one source of protein. Bodybuilders and athletes know this. And by the way, if a bodybuilder or an athlete is doing something for their nutrition, chances are we should be paying attention. I get a lot of really good nutritional information from those bodybuilder magazines that you get at the supermarket. A lot of times, the bodybuilders and the athletes are on top of nutritional advances faster than the mainstream, faster even than the medical mainstream is, because bodybuilders and athletes depend on good nutrition for performance. So you can get a lot of good information from those muscle mags, those bodybuilder mags that you get at the checkout line at the supermarket. In fact, I do get a lot of good information from there. All right, so let's take a couple of more questions here. Got one from Linda who wants to talk about osteoporosis. Osteoporosis is typically treated as a calcium issue. You know those commercials, Doug, that where Sally Field tells you about making sure you get more calcium and take your bone?
Yeah, Boniva.
I'm telling you, man.
Fosabax.
There's some drugs that are toxic, but those are among the most toxic drugs, those so-called bisphosphonates. If you're on Fosamax or Boniva, I don't care what Sally Field is telling you, you may seriously want to consider getting off of them. There are some nasty toxicities associated with those drugs. If you do have osteoporosis, you want to treat that one as a protein issue as much as you want to treat it as a calcium issue. In fact, I'm not so sure that it is a calcium problem because, you know, in this country, we get more calcium than almost any other country in the world via our intake of dairy products, but we have very high rates of osteoporosis as well. So I'm not necessarily convinced that osteoporosis is a calcium problem. Your bones are largely made up of collagen. In fact, some 30% of your bone is collagen, which of course is a protein. So you may want to consider upping your protein if you have osteoporosis. Now, as we talked about earlier in the program, if you have osteoporosis or if you have a problem digesting protein, that can lead to bone problems. So it's not only a question of just taking more protein, it's also a question of correcting any digestive symptoms around protein intake. If you start taking in more protein and you notice digestive problems, that's a clue. That means you want to up your digestive enzymes and up your betaine HCL, your stomach acid. So treat osteoporosis as much as it's a protein issue as it is a calcium issue. And then, of course, there's other minerals that are involved in bone strength, too. The mineral strontium is very important. The mineral magnesium is very important. And the mineral zinc is very important. Vitamin D, of course, is important for the utilization of calcium. So if you're taking calcium, you might want to consider taking vitamin D with it or getting out in the sun or making sure you're getting enough fish oil, which is also a good source of vitamin D. And then also for bone health, something that's not considered a lot is essential fatty acids. When I teach my classes, I always say, remember this mantra, folks. You cannot grow protein without essential fatty acids. And that means the protein in bones. That means the protein in skin. That means the protein that keeps you from wrinkling. Anywhere where you want to increase protein, if you're bodybuilding or you're an athlete, anywhere where you want to increase protein or you want to increase muscle or you want to increase protein building in the body, you want to consider getting essential fatty acids, considering that most of us don't get anywhere near the essential fatty acids that we need. And secondly, that there are cofactors that you need to have in your diet to help absorb essential fatty acids. It's a good chance that most of us could benefit from a little bit of extra EFAs, especially if you're worried about osteoporosis. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number today is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this break. Don't go away.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the bright side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey, reading some letters today, talking about osteoporosis a little bit. Linda writes about wants to get rid of her osteoporosis. Linda, protein, B-complex, essential fatty acids, zinc, strontium. Oh, you know what else? This is real important for bone health, for building strong bones. Vitamin K. You know, we talk a lot in the nutrition world about vitamin K for blood clotting, and indeed vitamin K is a very important blood clotting vitamin. But really, vitamin K's main role is to help the body process calcium, to help the body actually help calcium stay where it needs to stay. One of the leading causes of death in this country is calcification of tissue, calcification of the heart, calcification of the brain. Literally, your brain turns to calcium and your heart turns to calcium, and different glands in the body, soft tissue, calcify. They turn to stone. How ironic is it that our hearts turn to stone? That's one of the ways that we die. Well, vitamin K, one of its important roles is to keep calcium where it needs to be. Simply by taking calcium supplements, there's not some magical directing system that sends the calcium to the bones where it needs to go. Vitamin K actually acts like a magnet that keeps calcium in the bones and keeps calcium from depositing in soft tissue. And that's one of the reasons why you want to think about vitamin K for osteoporosis and for bone health and for keeping your bones nice and strong. So protein, B-complex, minerals like magnesium and zinc and strontium, in addition to calcium, and vitamin K, and of course essential fatty acids, are all important for keeping your bones healthy. Another thing that you want to think about for osteoporosis is when your blood levels become acidic, too acidic. Some of you may have heard about this idea of keeping your body alkaline, keeping your fluids alkaline inside your body. When you become acidic, you don't feel so good, first of all. But one of the ways the body has of neutralizing, one of the mechanisms the body uses for neutralizing acidity in the blood is calcium will get released out of the bones, and that can cause soft bones too. So keep making sure that your fluids are alkaline is really an important strategy for keeping tissue healthy and for keeping bone healthy. The best way to alkalinize, the way nature decided, the nature has determined that the fluids stay alkaline, is through oxygen. Maybe I should talk a little bit about acid and alkaline. pH is a measurement of how acid or non-acid something is. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14, and 7 is considered neutral. Water is considered 7. 0 is super, super acid. 14 is super, super non-acid. The technical term for non-acid is alkaline. So, hence, we have acid on one end, alkaline on another end. 0 is considered very acidic. 14, which is at the top of the pH scale, is considered very non-acid.
or alkaline. Your blood needs to be right around 7.4. In fact, it has to be 7.38, which is just a hair alkaline. 7 is considered neutral. 7.38 is considered on the alkaline or non-acid side. If you are giving yourself lots of crappy food, if you're eating poorly, if you're not nutritionally healthy, you tend to run a little bit more acidic. If you want to know what it feels like to be acidic inside your body, think of the last time you had a hangover. Having a hangover is what it feels like when your blood is not as alkaline as it needs to be. Now, keep in mind, you'll be dead if your blood is too alkaline or too acidic. So it stays pretty much right around 7.3, 7.4 area. But even if it's just slightly acidic, we don't feel so good, and the body will release calcium out of the bones to neutralize some of that acid. Well, simply by deep breathing, by oxygenating, adding oxygen into your system, you can raise your blood pH naturally, and that can have a positive effect on tissue, and it can have a positive effect on bone health. And that's how simple staying healthy really is. Something as simple as deep breathing, making sure you have enough oxygen, can go a long way towards improving bone health. Okay, let's see if we can squeeze one more letter in here. 62-year-old mother's having problems with dry mouth causing her teeth to decay. The number one reason why people have dry mouth is because of prescription drugs. Assuming, and many prescription drugs cause dry mouth as a side effect, assuming that your mom is not on prescription drugs, Liz, I would treat a dry mouth as a possible sign of Sjogren's syndrome, which is an autoimmune disease where the different glands get attacked by the immune system. In this case, the salivary glands get attacked by the immune system. Sjogren's disease is a disease of dryness, really. Tear ducts become dry. Salivary glands dry up, and it can be a very serious problem. Saliva is super, super important. Saliva contains antibiotic factors, saliva contains growth factors. Remember, your mouth is getting constant little cuts just from all the chewing action and the food action. So nature has designed a system where your saliva will actually have growth factors in it, in addition to antibacterial factors, and in addition to helping keep the pH of the mouth where it needs to be. If you have dry mouth, or if your mom has dry mouth, Liz, you may want to consider an autoimmune problem. And again, whenever you have any kind of autoimmune issue, the first thing you want to backtrack it to is the digestive system. Millions of Americans suffer from these autoimmune problems, where the body's immune system attacks itself. It can happen with the glands, like the salivary glands or the tear glands. It can happen with different organs in the body. It can happen with connective tissue in the body. It can happen with the skin. It can happen with the intestines. It can happen anywhere in the body. And if we try to treat these autoimmune diseases just at the symptom level, chances are our treatments are not going to work. You want to treat all autoimmune issues as if they were some kind of digestive problem. And you'll find for most folks, especially Liz, for your mom who's 62 years old, by the time we reach our 60s, it's almost impossible to not have some kind of digestive problem. Unless you're totally vigilant and totally aware of how the digestive system works, chances are you're going to have a digestive issue. Now, if you have a digestive issue by the time you're 62 years old, chances are you're probably going to have some kind of blood issue, some kind of blood sugar issue, diabetes or prediabetes. And then chances are you're going to have some kind of adrenal issue. That is your body's stress gland. Thus, we have our triangle of disease: the digestive system, the blood sugar and insulin system, and the adrenal system. They're all linked, folks. And if you try to treat your symptoms at the symptom level only, chances are you are not going to be successful. All right. Now that we're on a roll here on our emails, let's take another one. This one is from Terry, who says, artery blockage. Brother who's 56 years old, 95% artery blockage. He's got a stent. He's on medication. Okay, blockages. Whenever you have some kind of blockage, you want to think once again about the immune system. Inside your blood, you have an auxiliary immune system called the complement system. Now, the complement system gets its name because it complements the immune system. It's part of the immune system, but it complements it. Now, the complement system thickens your blood. You say, why would my blood get thick? The reason the body will thicken the blood is to keep toxins from having free reign to the entire body. So whenever the immune system has been activated, whenever there's some kind of foreign invader inside the body, once again, that foreign invader typically will come in through the digestive system, the immune system, and the complement system will get activated. The complement system thickens the blood. So if you've got blockages in your blood system, if you've got coronary blockages, arterial blockages, guess what you got to do? Focus on the immune system and focus on the digestive system. Terry, I can guarantee you that your brother who's 56 years old and had a 95% blockage and a stent put in has some kind of digestive issue that has been percolating inside his system for probably pushing 56 years if he's 56 years old. Remember, we're born with immature digestive systems, and from that point forward, the digestive system spirals out of control for most of us. So whatever it is you're suffering from, backtrack it. Look to the triangle of disease. Adrenal gland activation, cortisol, the body's stress hormone, the blood sugar system, that means insulin and sugar, and of course the digestive system as well. Remember, friends, good health is not merely the absence of disease. Good health is a sense of vitality, a sense of wellness, a sense of vigor, a sense of zest for life, and it is our birthright. The body is a healing system. It can turn on a dime. No matter how sick you are today, your body can begin the healing process as long as you begin to make changes in your life. The body can turn on a dime, but we have to turn on a dime with it. That means changing the choices we're making around the foods that we're eating and our nutritional supplementation. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side today. If you like what you heard, tell your friends. We're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific time, 10 to 11 Central time. We'll talk to you all later. Remember, as always, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.